Hi, I'm John David Miller. Welcome to YesWise Insights. Today's program is The Conglomerate Empire, presented by my trio of websites, reallywell.com, blacksfood.com, and waterist.com, where we have natural health information, Northern Edge organic flaxseed, other superfoods, air and water purifiers, and much more, all programs of Natural Health Enterprises. Well, the conglomerate empire, I also call the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom, or the tick, a giant parasite sucking the blood out of the world. It's a conglomerate of institutions for control by crisis, deception, and technology. It's a group of international and domestic people, families, secret societies, cults, institutions, agencies, governments, militaries, bureaucracies, corporations, the media, non-government organizations. And here's a list of examples of members or participants in this empire. The International Monetary Fund, the Bank for International Settlements, the World Bank, the Bank of London, Federal Reserve, the Fed, the Wall Street banks and stock companies and so forth, J.P. Morgan Chase, and other giant banks like that, worldwide in scope, Goldman Sachs, and so on. The British Accredited Registry. Did you know that lawyers are registered with the bar, which is a British title of nobility? They can actually call themselves an esquire, and they're serving the British Royal House. We have the United Nations, the body that was formed after World War II to try to bring peace to the world, which is still a center for dominance of the global population with policies that their bureaucrats come up with, such as in UNICEF and the World Wildlife Fund, the Lucius Trust, ICLEI, World Health Organization. And then you have the European Union, NATO, and BRICS Alliance, all different groups of nations that work together to push various agenda in the world. And they are participants also in the United Nations, and they have some competitiveness and animosity at times, keeps things divided, which is part of the strategy of control to divide and rule. World Trade Organization, the Agency for International Development, AID, which funds development, which means stealing resources from small countries that are coming into play in the world scene. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab and his band that, again, have their own agendas that they push through the United Nations and other bodies. The G7 and G20 Global Economic Conferences. I should mention the Bilderberg Conference, which is an annual conference. The giant interlocking global corporations, the British and Dutch East India companies of the past that established trade routes and colonized and engaged in the slave trade all over the world, as well as shipping goods all over and taking resources out of developing countries in South America, Asia, and elsewhere. Then you have more modern companies like Google, Microsoft, Apple, the Silicon Valley type, and Amazon, which is dominating retail, and of course Walmart is another one, and Facebook. These are all part of the global conglomerate of companies owned by primarily these hedge funds, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street Capital. Those three hedge funds, which actually own parts of each other and are owned by these extremely wealthy secret families, are owners of almost all the giant corporations. They hold a powerful interest in the stock of most of the companies in the military, industrial, pharmaceutical, media complex, if you want to call it that. And they have their influence in all the corporate governments, because most of the governments of the world have been reestablished at some point, the United States right after the Civil War in 1871, as corporate governments, corporations themselves. Then you have the nesting of corporations through the states, state corporations like the state of Ohio, counties, cities, all incorporated in a network of subsidiaries and affiliates of all these corporate bodies. The intelligence agencies have a heavy hand to play in world affairs. The CIA, the MI6 and MI5 in Britain, Mossad, the Five Eyes of Britain, United States, Australia, New Zealand, and I believe South Africa that share intelligence between them, all former parts of the British Empire. You have the MJ-12 group back in the 50s that studied ultra-top secret matters of such as UFOs, or now called UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena. And then the three-letter and four-letter agencies, five letters some of them, but FBI, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Authority, DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project, FDA, Food and Drug Administration, CDC, Centers for Disease Control, and on, that are all part of this conglomerate working to control the rest of us and manipulate us. The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, and similar agencies in other nations that help steal back the revenue to the corporate system that they have already fed to us in a minor amount for the work and effort we put in, and is part of the taxing system. So is inflation that they can build into their debt-based fiat currencies and have controlled us with debt, especially debt in the corporate nations, the corporate governments, to the international banking system. They give us a series of untruths, lies, false narratives through propaganda, fraud, and censorship services, including the Mockingbird media and social media. And they, of course, have their fact checkers to make sure that we don't get the real facts. The MK-Ultra mind control experiments of the 50s and 60s, some say they're still going on in secret. You have institutions, think tanks like the Tavistock Institute for Mind Control, the Aspen Institute, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, also related to the Chatham House in Britain, the Brookings Institute, Rand Corporation, Battelle, Jason Society, etc., the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the U.S. version of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Trilateral Commission, started by the Rockefellers and Zbigniew Brzezinski, I believe, Natural Resources Defense Council, the foundations like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, the Gates Foundation, that do their manipulation of everything they can through the nonprofit efforts and get donations from that are sort of like pay-to-play funds from many different nations and agencies around the world. National Council of Churches, World Council of Churches, mainline denominations, and of course the Vatican. They're all corrupt and put their efforts toward manipulating the rest of us. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the BLM, Black Lives Matter, communists, Zionists, Nazis, political parties, they are all part of divide and rule and animosity between different sectors of the population to keep us distracted, preoccupied, and not able to identify who's really pulling the strings. Then you have things like the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Azov Battalion, which are terrorist groups, really, some of them Nazi-like and often started by intelligence agencies or controlled by them, again, for divide and rule purposes, for taking out governments for... They also use economic methods, if, like economic hitmen, to go out and manipulate the debt situation of up-and-coming countries and manipulate the governments that way. Again, academia, Oxford, Harvard, MIT, Stanford, UCLA, Virginia Tech, University of North Carolina, and many other university different departments in these universities that serve the conglomerate needs, whether it's for scientific research that is bogus but funded by grants that brings out the outcome that the people at the top want, such as the climate change issue, or you have the medical research that tries to support the medical tyranny and the false medicines that are poisonous to us, whether it be for a specific health problem or a vaccine to prevent, supposedly, which hardly ever work, and are instead toxic and putting new technologies now into the people for further control by frequency. So you have a whole group of families, many of some of which you've heard of, like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Windsors, which are the royal family of England, but you also have the Pasteurs, the relevance of the royal family of France that escaped the U.S. and owned much of our industry, the Wallenbergs in Germany, the Orsinis and Borgias, the Colognas, Colognas and Medicis that were the part of the black nobility of Italy, going back even to the time of Marco Polo, all having influence, and many other bloodline families that are behind this conglomerate and all these institutions we've talked about and the policies for control by deception, crisis deception, and technology. Well, Northern Edge Superior Organic Flaxseed is available at reallywell.com and flaxfood.com. It's a great brain food, rich in omega-3 oil and antioxidants. It's great protein and fiber for a sharper, calmer mind, less inflammation, and better elimination. It's the lowest in toxic metals like cadmium and lead and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid. Also, we have Detox Pack with the flax, the Aztec Secret Clay, vitamin O liquid oxygen drops. We have the Resistance Assistance Pack of Larea Clear, that's chaparral extract, and vitamin O, excellent for helping the immune system and for reducing inflammation. Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix, Organic Turmeric Powder, Molecular Silver, and much more at reallywell.com. And at yeswise.com, we have the archives of this program and our YesWise Education Service with holistic learning modules and other services. Please visit yeswise.com and reallywell.com for more information. Thank you for being with me. Have a great day and be really well. Until next time.